Unfinished Portrait by Agatha Christie, a Mary Westmacott novel, read by Lewis Hancock. Foreword. My dear Mary, I send you this because I don't know what to do with it. I suppose, really, I want it to see the light of day, that one does. I suppose the complete genius keeps his pictures stacked in the studio and never shows them to anybody. I was never like that, but then I was never a genius. Just Mr. Larrabee, the promising young portrait painter. Well, my dear, you know what it is, none better, to be cut off from the thing you loved doing, and did well because you loved doing it. That's why we were friends, you and I. And you know about this writing business. I don't. If you read this manuscript, you'll see that I've taken Barge's advice. You remember, he said, try a new medium. This is a portrait, and probably a damn bad one, because I don't know my medium. If you say it's no good, I'll take your word for it. But if you think it has, in the smallest degree, that significant form we both believe to be the fundamental basis of art, well then, I don't see why it shouldn't be published. I've put the real names, but you can change them. And who is to mind? Not Michael. And as for Dermot, he would never recognize himself. He isn't made that way. Anyway, as Celia herself said, her story is a very ordinary story. It might happen to anybody. In fact, it frequently does. It isn't her story I'm interested in. All along, it's been Celia herself. Yes, Celia herself. You see, I wanted to nail her in paint to a canvas, and that being out of the question, I've tried to get her in another way, but I'm working in an unfamiliar medium.